tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabe. Anabe is the only machine washable sofa inside and out where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Good morning to that person who coined the term Narendra Mogli after it came to light that the Prime Minister used to spend 5 days in the jungle every year. What was he doing there? Well, the same thing he has been doing in the last 4.5 years. It is 24th January 2019, and just when India thought that we were done watching Priyanka wedding photographs, another Priyanka seems to have hogged the national headlines. And how? Smriti Irani is checking all of the Saas Bhi Kabhi Bahu episodes to research scenarios and dialogues. Prashant Kishore has called it the most awaited entry into Indian politics. Congress President Rahul Gandhi made key changes in the party's ranks yesterday with an eye on the upcoming national elections. Apart from appointing Priyanka Vadra as General Secretary for Uttar Pradesh East and Jyotiraditya Scindia as General Secretary for UP West, Gandhi replaced Ashok Gehlot with K.C. Venugopal as General Secretary. While Congress was setting its house in order, it seems the BJP-led government was busy trying to find a finance minister before the budget. The BJP treasurer is back holding the briefcase after having successfully ensured that 80% of BJP party funds came from undisclosed sources. Just days ahead of the interim budget, the finance portfolio has been reassigned to Union Railways Minister Piyush Goyal, as the current incumbent Arun Jaitley is in the United States undergoing medical treatment. Arun Jaitley will remain a minister in the Modi cabinet without a portfolio. The fudget will likely to be extremely populist to take the vote share back from opposition. And talking about vote shares and opposition, the Congress yesterday said it would contest both assembly elections and Lok Sabha elections in Andhra Pradesh alone, and it will not have any alliance with the ruling Telugu Desam Party or the TDP. Congress posted a dismal performance in the assembly elections in Telangana because of its alliance with the TDP, and it clearly did not want to take chances in Andhra Pradesh. And from choppy coalition politics, we head to the choppers. And if you are looking for one, it may be difficult to get choppers or helicopters in India for the next 90 days. Congress party says it is struggling to find enough helicopters to ferry its leaders ahead of a general election, accusing Prime Minister Narendra Modi's ruling BJP of hogging resources. The ruling party had already reserved much of the entire available fleet of helicopters in the country for 90 days instead of the usual 45 days. But not like it is helping them big time. In Bengal, Didi just won't let them land. A day after Bengal witnessed BJP and Trinamool trading charges over permission to land a helicopter carrying BJP President Amit Shah to a rally in Malda district, a chopper carrying Union Minister Smriti Irani landed in fresh controversy after she wasn't given permission to land at Jhargram in West Bengal and instead had to land at Kaliakund Air Base of the Indian Air Force, which delayed her visit to the rally, which was supposed to be addressed by Amit Shah to begin with. And with that, let's move on to international news, where major drama seems to be unfolding between Trump and the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who rescinded her invitation to President Donald Trump to deliver the State of the Union in the House next week, denying him a national platform for the annual speech in an extraordinary standoff between the two most powerful figures of the nation. The sparring has now led to the effective cancellation of a decades-old tradition in which presidents aimed to unify the nation even in times of divided government. An annual show of unity has devolved into disunity. Trump quickly said he would hold an unspecified alternative event. But talking about alternatives, not being able to set its own house in order, the US is still likely to be the big daddy and set the neighbor's house in order. US President Donald Trump has said he recognizes Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido as interim president. The announcement came minutes after the 35-year-old declared himself acting leader in Caracas on Wednesday. A number of South American countries, including Brazil, Colombia, and Peru, have also recognized Mr. Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate president. It comes amid mass protests against President Nicolas Maduro, who has overseen years of economic freefall. In response to Mr. Trump's recognition of the opposition leader, Mr. Maduro broke diplomatic ties with the US and gave its diplomatic staff 72 hours to leave Venezuela. And on to China, where its cyber watchdog, the Cyberspace Administration of China, the CAC, yesterday said it had deleted more than 7 million pieces of online information as well as 9,382 mobile apps. And it criticized tech giant Tencent's news app for spreading vulgar information. The administration singled out Tencent's Tianjin Weibo news app for spreading vulgar and lowbrow information that was harmful and damaging the entire internet ecosystem. The regulator also criticized Waban, a photo-sharing social network, as having serious ecosystem problems. And while we are on apps, let me finish today's editorial with a story about the dog-walking app called Wag. Now, this app has been accused of trying to silence a couple whose dog died in the care of one of their dog walkers. Winnie, a Wheaton Terrier, was hit by a car on a walk arranged through the app. When Sarah, the dog owner, called the walker answered and assured Sarah that Winnie, the dog, was home safe, wrote Mr. Moore on his Facebook post. About 5 minutes later, Sarah received a call from a WAG representative saying that Winnie was not home safe but had been hit and did not survive. The record of Winnie's last walk was also deleted from the app and the couple still do not know where the accident was. Wag has been endorsed by a number of celebrities on social media, including Kendall Jenner, and in 2018 received $300 million in investment from Saudi Arabia. That is all that we have for you for today. Whether you are a white walker, a dog walker, or a Johnny Walker fan, have a great day ahead and make sure you get some walking to it as well. Until tomorrow, goodbye from TakeApart.com.